It's just politics.
Just politics.
I'm Zoe Clark.
I'm Rick Pluta. Sure could use a little
good news today. Depressed about depressed voter turnout. Oh. Michigan had the lowest turnout in a governor's race since the John Engler, Jeffrey Figer face-off of 1998.
And while a lot of Republicans did sit out this year, it was mostly Democrats who stayed home in droves
they
on Election
did.
Day.
Did. So despite the low turnout, conservatives will rejoice. Republicans remain in control in Lansing for at least the next 2 years.
And for progressives, next
time. But for every action, there is a reaction. And so, democracy lovers, one of the fallouts of the 2014 election and low voter turnout is it will now be easier to get a question on the ballot in 2016.
Credit the Lansing political consulting firm Sterling Corporation and its attorney, Bob LeBrand.
Credit where credit is due here at It's Just Politics.
Absolutely. Yep. They were the first to point this out, which is that proposals are, by and large, put on the ballot by petition drives.
And the number of signatures required is based on the number of people who voted in the previous election for governor.
Fewer voters in 2014 means fewer signatures needed to get on the ballot in 2016.
Now, there are three types of petition drives in Michigan. One,
it's
an amendment to the state constitution requiring signatures equal to 10% of the people who voted in the governor's race. That number was 322,609.
Now, that threshold has dropped by 7,425 signatures.
So let's consider this. Just this year, a proposal to enact a voter-initiated law to increase the state's minimum wage, it fell short 3,900 signatures. Didn't make it on the ballot. But because of this year's lower voter turnout,
if those petitions had been turned in next year, it would make the 2016 ballot.
I could have been a contender. I could have been somebody.
So it will now be easier to challenge what Governor Snyder and the Republican-controlled legislature do using ballot questions, using the referendum process.
And we will see how often in the coming session lawmakers use an appropriation as a mechanism to make a law referendum-proof.
Yes, remember good old legislative redistricting, the second emergency manager law, and extending the income tax to pensions? All of those were referendum-proofed by the GOP because they added appropriations to the measures.
So let's talk about what we might see headed to the 2016 ballot, and let's start with the F word.
Shut your mouth.
No, the word is fracking.
Shut your mouth.
Right. The ballot drive to outlaw the controversial drilling procedure came up short the last time around.
Right. We could also see either same-sex marriage or LGBT civil rights on the ballot, maybe even both.
We'll be watching the legislature's lame duck session and the U.S. Supreme Court on those two questions that could wind up on the 2016 ballot.
And let's also not forget,
oh, yes,
wolf hunting, the target of two referenda in the 2014 ballot, although they were rendered null and void, at least for the moment, by a voter-initiated law that was put to the legislature by,
wait for it,
a petition drive that also used an appropriation to make the new law referendum-proof.
So right now, the wolf-hunting foes are focused on their legal strategy, a federal lawsuit to get the gray wolf relisted as an endangered species and a yet-to-be-filed court challenge to the initiated law. But if those fail, they could try again to pass a new law and go back to the ballot since it's easier than ever. Well, at least since 1999.
Rick Pluta is the Lansing Bureau Chief for the Michigan Public Radio Network.
Zoe Clark is the resident political junkie at Michigan Radio.